from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I about fell off my chair, Lee.
Okay.
I knew it. Kamala's going to print a bunch of money because we don't have the real kind. Print a bunch. We don't. We are now spending pretty close to, it's almost identical, the amount of money on our military as we are on interest on the debt. Okay. That's not sustainable. And I knew this is what this was going to be. Again, this is not an economic plan. It's a scapegoat. Hey, we'll just print a bunch more money and give it to you and that'll fix it. $25,000 in down payment assistance?
Yeah.
Per family? So you could buy a home? I told you this. Look, they've already got you to where they're pretty much paying for part of your electric car, right? Oh, shoot. Just, you know what? They'll pay for your home, your car. They'll pay for your food. They'll just pay for everything. You should print it. Yeah, and a banana will cost $50,000.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
If you can find one.
How did this work out in Venezuela? Not so good. Women who were doctors, lawyers, and professionals were crossing the border into surrounding countries to sell their body so they could feed their kids. That's how this ends. Look, and look, they're preying on people who don't understand economics here. I just looked at this, right? Did the math on this. She's going to pay the down payment, $25,000, for first-time home buyers. She's going to do this, she thinks, for 400,000 families the first year. So that's $10 billion more printed dollars, because they're not going to be actual dollars. We don't have them now. We have to print money to pay the interest because we're going broke. She says in 4 years, she's going to pay the down payment, $25,000 of it, for 4 million families? That's $100 billion? Again, we are borrowing money and printing money to pay the interest on the debt. That's why you can't afford a home.
And that's one of the reasons interest rates are still so high. And of course, then even if you do get that $25,000 credit there, would you get qualified for a loan that would, you know, have a $25,000 down payment?
Listen, here is what the problem is, okay? The problem is she was the tie-breaking vote on the rescue plan. We printed $2 trillion. We printed $1 trillion every 4 months extra. More than had ever been printed in human history ever, bar none. That's why we have this problem, okay? And she is doing what socialist dictators always do at this point. They promise too much. They have to print the money to pay for it. When they do, prices go through the ever-loving roof. When prices go through the roof, they either try price controls on the one hand, which leads to scarcity and people go hungry. You're seeing that in Venezuela. They had to kill the zoo animals. That's why. They ended up killing zoo animals. Remember they had to distribute guns? Because remember, they had banned guns. They distributed guns to the party loyal so they could shoot their neighbors in order to stop them from robbing food trucks. Not for money, for food. That's how this ends. Read about Venezuela. Lee, you can't print some more money to fix the effects of printing the money that you already printed, which caused the prices to go up. it doesn't work. You just end up in an inflation cycle. So if she wants to print $100 billion in 4 years to pay everybody's down payment, guess what? You know what's going to happen? Price of a house is going to go up $25,000.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that's going to happen.
At least.
And she gets a talking point for a speech. Well, let me prove it to you. I pulled these back out. I live this every day because my husband's in the real estate industry. I'm sorry. What remains of the real estate industry? There isn't much. Because the only people who can afford to buy a house in America, Lee, are those who owned a house before Biden took office and have built up equity in the home, and they have that $125,000 worth of value in their hands to turn around and use it as down payment. Nobody else can afford it. In 3 years, I pulled this up from Zillow, the cost of a medium-priced home has more than doubled. That's what printing this money did. More than doubled. Increasing 114.5% since Biden took office.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The entire situation is a direct byproduct of DC's runaway spending. And it's a disaster. Let's go over here and look at this. When Biden took office to buy the median average home, home buyers needed let me actually back up before I do this because I didn't set that up right. Okay. Home buyers today need to make more than $106,000 a year to afford a home. That is 80% more than in January 2020. I mean, that's astonishing. A monthly mortgage payment on the typical U.S. home has nearly doubled since January 2020, up 96.4% to $2,188. This was as of May. Why is that? Well, after they printed the money to knock the inflation down from 9%, they had to do what? Raise interest rates. What happens? Well, you get to 6%, 7% interest rate on your mortgage. Guess what? Your home payments double. So what's Kamala going to do? The thing that caused the problem. She's going to print the money. Yeah, I'll just print another $100 billion and, you know. And what will happen? Well, the price of homes will go up again. 3 more years, you want to know what's going to happen? It's going to double. It's going to double. I'm here to tell you, Lee, I listened to, my husband's office is in our house. I listened to this conversation. People call him. They want to buy a new home. Their home is too big. They got an empty nest. They want to downsize. They want to upsize. They call him and the shock ensues. My payment would be what?
Yeah.
They've got great credit, but and they go through the disbelief. But I have great credit. It doesn't matter. But really that much? Are you sure? Well, I'll shop you and get back to you. And you know what they do? They realize they shop him. It's the same. I mean, people, the shock ensues. And then you know what they do? A lot of them come to him and they've already got a realtor. They just need that approval letter. And you know what? They stop looking. They all stop looking. They just give up and they stay in that home. They just give up. There's no home market. There's no home market except for those who own their home before Joe Biden took office. Because then, you know, you get the increase in your value, right? So you could take, and you're going to need that cushion of 100, 125, 150,000 and take that to put it in a home to buy it down to be able to afford it. And I'm not talking anything special. I'm just talking your regular average middle-class home nobody looks twice at. And her solution is, I'm going to print more. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I'm going to print more, and I'm going to put price controls on food. Lee, this is scary. This is an IQ test for the American people. Yeah, I get $25,000. I didn't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't get $25,000. Why? Because the price of a home, if she does this, is going to double again in 3 years, just like it did since Biden took office. And $25,000, it's not going to be enough.
It'll be interesting to see if this supposed sit-down interview that she is claiming she's going to have at the end of the month, there'll be any questions about this.
It's going to be softballs.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to have them in hand, the questions, before she comes in.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to bid that to get that interview.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have her memorize on cue cards what to say and not to cackle.
Right.
And she's going to go and give all the right answers.
Well, she's got a little better memory than her predecessor, so maybe she can accomplish something and fool some of the people this time. I don't know.
I just can't. I hope people don't fall for this. I get $25,000. No, you don't.
No.
You still aren't going to be able to buy a home. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody she'll print some money for. I mean, we cannot solve all of our problems by printing money. Google, Argentina, Zimbabwe, Roman Empire, Weimar Republic, Venezuela, see how it ends. Same way every time. Black market, escalating food prices, shortages, can't buy a home. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And you know what nobody's talking about? These home values are going up, Lee. You know what the next step is? People are going to get kicked out of their homes because they can't afford the tax bills.
Yeah.
Because the homes are worth more and they've escalated so fast. Again, doubled under Kamala and Biden. What that means is a whole generation of middle-class homeowners, wannabe homeowners, you know, our generation bought a home, forget it. Forget about it. You're not buying your first home until your 40s, if you're lucky, maybe ever, as what? Institutional Berkshire Hathaway buyers buy up all the homes and rent them to you. It's the Democrat plan. Trust me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.